Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Four Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles employees and two others are facing federal charges that they operated an elaborate scheme to fraudulently provide driver's licenses and ID cards to people living in the country illegally in exchange for cash. The defendants appeared before a magistrate in Boston Federal Court yesterday. WBUR Steve Brown was also in the courtroom, and he joins us now. Morning, Steve.
Good morning, Deb.
So how did this scheme allegedly work?
Well, the U.S. attorney says that one of the defendants, who is not a registry employee and acted as a document dealer, somehow obtained birth certificates from Puerto Rico as well as U.S. Social Security cards. The names and numbers on those documents belong to real people who were unaware that their identities were being stolen.
And then what happened?
Well, the prosecutors say that this first defendant, who just happens to be an undocumented immigrant from the Dominican Republic, sold the documents to a second defendant, who in turn provided those documents to individuals who were seeking fake IDs and driver's licenses. Now, the second defendant allegedly would then direct these people to one of the four employees at the Haymarket branch of the Registry of Motor Vehicles. These employees would allegedly process the paperwork, which would then check back as valid, and then they'd issue driver's licenses or an ID card with the stolen identity, but of course the photograph of the person who was seeking the bogus ID.
And roughly what kind of money did they get for doing this?
Well, the prosecutors say that the four registry employees did this for cash, roughly $2,500 to $2,700 per license.
We also learned in the indictment that these birth certificates and Social Security cards were used to register some undocumented immigrants to vote in Boston. So obviously the big question here, Steve, is election fraud a motive in this scheme?
It doesn't appear to be, Deb. It seems that the voter registration was just a way to unlawfully establish a residence, thus making these phony IDs seem a bit more valid. As a matter of fact, Massachusetts Secretary of State Bill Galvin says his office was notified of these registrations, and they were able to follow up on the names of the people in question.
It does appear that of the, I believe, 30 names that they presented us with, the 10 had registered to vote using the fraudulent information that they purchased illegally, but none of them appear to have voted.
Now, Galvin says, in general, this shows that the system works. The main crime here is identity theft, not necessarily voter fraud.
And what about folks at the registry, Steve? Four of the defendants here were employees of the Registry of Motor Vehicles working in the Haymarket branch.
That's right. And Registrar of Motor Vehicles Erin Devaney issued a statement yesterday, a written statement. In it, she said that the RMV finds the alleged criminal and fraudulent actions of these individuals to be troubling and intolerable. She also said that these four have been placed on administrative leave without pay, pending further administrative review.
And what's ahead in this case, Steve? What sort of penalty do the defendants face if they're convicted?
Well, the defendants will all be back in court again for probable cause hearings next week. Five of the six are free on bond. The sixth, that's the undocumented immigrant from the Dominican Republic, is being held. Now, if convicted, they can each face up to 2 years in prison for each count of identity fraud.
WBUR's Steve Brown, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Deb.